This weekend, we thought about it for a long time, having another parenting conference.
Dugo smo razmišljali o tome da bi imali još jednu konferenciju o roditeljstvu, odgoju.
And believe it or not, for those of you who have known us for a long time, we have changed some of the things that we thought we knew when we were raising all our kids.
A vjerovali ili ne, vi koji nas već duže poznajete, mi smo promijenili neke od stavova i načina koje smo mislili da znamo da su ispravne kada smo u to vrijeme kada smo mi odgajali našu djecu.
Not much.
Ne puno.
But a few of the things and we realized that in the early years when we were raising all our kids that we were very sleep deprived.
I shvatili smo da te prve godine dok smo odgajali svu našu djecu smo jednostavno bili iscrpljeni nedostatkom sna.
And until our youngest reached about 3 years, 4 years old.
Dok naša najmlađa nije navršila neke 3-4 godine.
We really didn't realize how much stress there was on our family simply because of the daily things of life and the lack of sleep we were getting.
Nismo shvaćali koliko je stresa bilo prisutno u našoj obitelji samo zbog svakodnevnih stvari i obaveza i manjka sna.
And so one of the things we wanted to do for parents this weekend was to give them a chance to come away, even though we know that's hard to do when you have kids.
I ono što smo htjeli pružiti roditeljima ovaj vikend je priliku da se maknu, odu od svoje djece, iako znamo da je to jako teško kad imate djecu.
To sleep.
Spavate.
To talk to other parents.
Da razgovarate s drugim roditeljima.
And that we want to throw out some ideas for you of how to think about raising your kids in Croatian culture today.
I da vam dobacimo neke od ideja kako mislimo da bi mogli odgajati vašu djecu u hrvatskoj kulturi danas.
We want to take a deep breath and think through, okay, what is our role now in our children's lives?
Mi želimo duboko udahnuti i razmisliti koja je naša uloga u životu naše djece danas.
And what we specifically want to look at is not just what is everyone else in the world doing with their kids, but what does God want me to do with my kids, the ones he's given to me?
I specifično ono što se želimo usredotočiti nije ono što sav svijet vani radi, nego što Bog želi da ja, da mi radimo s našom djecom.
And how do we actually make a plan for our kids and carry it out?
I kako u stvarnosti napraviti uopće plan za našu djecu i kako ga izvršiti?
So our hope through this weekend is to answer some of those questions.
I naša nada za ovaj vikend je uspjeti odgovoriti na neko od tih pitanja.
And that you would go home better, feeling better about being equipped to be the mom and dad that you really want to be for your kids.
I nadamo se da ćete otići doma osjećajući se opremljenijima, da budete mama i tata kakvi trebate i želite biti za vašu djecu.
I don't know if you heard about the man who had gone to the grocery store.
Ne znam jeste li čuli za muškarca koji je otišao u dućan.
And once he got on the candy aisle, he saw a mother and her daughter.
I kad je došao do onog reda sa slatkišima, vidio je mamu i njenu kćer.
And the daughter's about 2-3 years old and everything she saw she wanted.
I kćer je imala 2-3 godine i sve što je vidjela ispred sebe, ona je htjela.
And the mom said, "No, no, you can't have it."
I mama je rekla, "Ne, ne možeš."
So she would just cry and cry and cry and, "Mama, please, please."
Plakala i cvilila, "Mama, molim te."
And the mama just took a deep breath.
I mama je duboko udahnula.
And she said, "Anna, it's okay."
I rekla je, "Ana, u redu je."
"Just a little bit more and we're going home."
Samo još malo i ići ćemo doma.
And the little girl just cried louder and louder and they turned the corner and got to the chips aisle and of course it all started again.
I djevojčica je sve glasnije i glasnije plakala i onda su krenuli i iza ugla došli do sljedećeg reda gdje je bio čips i onda je sve ponovo krenulo.
And so mom said, "Anna, it's all right. We're going to go home. We're going to have a nap. We just have 2 more aisles to go. Just hold on."
I onda je mama opet rekla, "Ana, u redu, još samo malo. Još samo 2 reda moramo proći i onda ćemo ići doma i odspavat ćemo. Samo još malo izdrži."
And then we all know the worst part of a grocery store is while you're standing in line and all the candy and all the gum is right there.
I onda znamo najgori dio u dućanu je baš onaj gdje si na blagajni, oko tebe je carstvo bombona, žvaka i svega.
And the little girl's crying and crying again.
I djevojčica opet plače, plače.
And her mom just said, "Hold on just a little bit more."
I njena mama opet kaže, "Ana, samo još malo izdrži."
"It's gonna be okay."
Sve će biti u redu.
And she walked out to the car and this man watched all this happen.
I ona izađe vani na parkiralište do svog auta i taj čovjek koji je sve vidio što se događalo.
He was so impressed with her patience and her kindness.
On je bio toliko impresioniran njenom strpljivošću, njenom ljubaznošću prema kćeri.
So he went up to her and goes, "Lady, I just want to tell you how amazed I am at your patience with little Anna."
I on je rekao, "Gospođo, moram vam reći koliko se divim vašoj strpljivosti sa malom Anom."
And the lady looked confused a minute. She goes, "Oh, I don't think you understand."
A ona je onako zbunjeno pogledala i rekla, "Ah, mislim da niste baš razumjeli."
Her name is Maya. My name is Anna.
Kaže, ona je Maya. Ja sam Anna.
I feel like sometimes as moms, we're talking ourselves down. We're trying to calm down, and we have to tell ourselves, "It's gonna be okay. We're gonna take a nap soon."
I ponekad kao mame same sebi govorimo, tješimo se i govorimo, sve će biti u redu. Uskoro ćemo se malo odmoriti. Sve će biti u redu nakon toga.
Well, how many of you feel? How did you feel when your first baby came home from the hospital?
Kako ste se vi osjećali kada je vaša prva beba došla kući iz rodilišta?
What were some of those feelings you remember?
Što su bili prvi osjećaji koje ste imali?
Hvala.
Strah.
Fear. Strah. Mm-hmm. Yes. To hear. Lots and lots of fear.
Puno, puno straha.
Uh-huh. What else?
Ja nisam znala preskoći.
Mhm. We felt that way too. We read I felt like I read every book out there. I went to all the classes.
Ja sam imala osjećaj da sam sve knjige koje su se nudile pročitala prije samog događaja, da sam sve tečajeve prošla.
And then you bring that baby home and nobody else is there, and I thought, what are we doing?
I doneseš tu bebu doma i nema nikoga više. I pitaš se, pa što mi radimo?
It reminds me of the story of the little girl who had learned about India at school.
To me podsjeća na priču o maloj djevojčici koja je učila o Indiji u školi.
And she came home and she said, "Mom, you're not going to believe it."
I došla je doma i rekla, "Mama, nećeš vjerovati."
Do you know that in India there are girls who get married who don't even know their husbands?
Znaš da u Indiji postoje djevojčice, cure koje se vjenčaju a da uopće ne poznaju svog muža.
And the mom said, "Honey, that's true in all countries."
Ona kaže, "Draga, to je istina za sve zemlje."
We're all a little bit surprised about marriage, aren't we?
Iznenadimo brakom, zar ne?
I think that's God's grace. He makes us a little bit blind.
Mislim da je to dio Božje milosti da nas onako pomalo učini slijepima.
I mean, think about some of your really bad days with those kids. And you think, "Why, if I had known this back then, I don't know that I would have done this."
Sjetite se loših dana sa vašom djecom i da ste to znali prije nego što ste odlučili imati djecu, bili ste osudili imati ih.
Yeah. Here's a song, you've probably heard this, but I just think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Evo jedna pjesma koju ste vjerojatno čuli, ali mislim da je tako zanimljiva i zabavna.
It shows just how hard this job of mom can be.
Pokazuje baš koliko može biti zahtjevan i težak posao majke.
And while this woman is singing in English, I think it could be in any language.
I dok ova žena koja pjeva na engleskom, mislim da bi pjesma mogla biti pjevana na bilo kojem jeziku.
Because our experiences with children are so universal.
Jer su naša iskustva s djecom toliko univerzalna.
Get up now, get up out of bed, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb, take me, egg, wish clothes, new shoes, hear the words I said, get up now, get up and make your bed, my heart, are you cold, are you wearing that, wash, loosen your mouth, shave your own work, enter, it goes, any gloves and scarf, and hat, don't forget, you got feet that can't be spread.
That's all you need to know.
To je sve što trebaš znati.
We moved here in 1994, and our second son Jack was born shortly after.
Preselili smo se u Hrvatsku 94. I nedugo nakon toga se rodio naš drugi sin Jackson.
And I can't tell you how many times we were yelled at leaving our house on the street for the way he was dressed.
Ne mogu vam reći koliko puta su vikali na nas kad bi izašli iz naše kuće na ulicu zbog načina na koji je bio obučen.
For how he slept in a stroller.
Kako je spavao u svojim kolicima.
For putting him in our little baby backpack, which everybody has now.
Kada bi ga nosili u našem malom ruksaku za djecu koje sada svi imaju.
And I would get so nervous just walking out my front door because I knew someone was going to yell at me.
Ja sam bila toliko prestrašena i nervozna svaki put kad bi samo išla iz kuće jer sam znala da će neko nešto vikat.
Once it was 40 degrees outside and we were on a tram, so we put the windows down.
Jednom je bilo vani 40 stupnjeva. Bili smo na tramvaju i pustili smo prozor.
We learned that day what you already know.
I mi smo tog dana naučili ono što vi već znate.
Is that people die from the draft.
A to je da se umire od propuha.
But no one has ever died of the stench.
Ali nitko nije umro od smrada.
Exactly. You see, we all have these cultural values that we bring into our parenting experience.
Svi imamo te kulturne vrijednosti, kulturološke vrijednosti koje unosimo u svoj odgoj.
And the thing that's true about cultural values the world over.
I ono što je isto pod diljem svijeta za kulturološke vrijednosti.
Is that you often don't know what your own cultural values are until they come in conflict with someone else.
Je da uopće ne poznajete koje su vaše kulturološke vrijednosti dok one ne dođu u konflikt s nečim tuđim.
And one of the things we want to do this weekend is to challenge some of your cultural values about raising kids.
I ono što želim ovaj vikend napraviti je izazvati neke od vaših kulturnih vrijednosti vezanih za odgoj djece.
And simply that you will ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing?
Jednostavno da se upitate, zašto radim to ovako kako radim?
And what's important to God?
I što je bitno Bogu?
What's the most important thing for this child?
A što je najvažnije za ovo dijete?
And on the other hand, what can we say about kids?
A s druge strane, što možemo reći o djeci?
What does life look like from their perspective?
Kako život izgleda iz njihove perspektive?
We love to study brains and how they work, brain research.
Mi volimo proučavati istraživanja o mozgu i kako on funkcionira.
And wanted to show you what really goes on in the brain of your child.
I želim vam pokazati što se odvija u mozgu vašeg djeteta.
There you go.
Can you read that?
Možete li vidjeti? Vidite, proporcionalne veličine
mora. Can you see that? This is my favorite.
Ovo je moj najdraži.
Dora the Explorer.
Dora istražuje.
She's got her own little section up in here.
Dorica.
I love this one. My zašto reflex i zato reflex.
Ima, vidite, zašto i zato reflex.
But it's like the thing.
Lista filih jela.
Vidi listu filih jela.
Dijeli igračke. Igračke, da. Da,
centar za strpljenje, gle.
Ne vidite.
Ne vidite.
Centar za urednost.
Urednost, da, jako mali.
Neće spavati.
Neće spavati.
Pronalaženje prljavštine.
Prljavanje, da. I love that.
Sviđa mi se ovaj prikaz.
But we often are trying.
Nadam se znanstveno dokazati.
Oh, kako dobu ti bonbogi, jako velik. But we're always trying to instill good values in our children.
Uvijek pokušavamo usaditi dobre vrijednosti u našu djecu.
And I don't know what's wrong with them, but they still seem to find their own selfish way to do stuff.
Ali ne znam što ne valja s njima, jer oni uvijek pronađu njihov sebičan način da rade stvari kako oni žele.
He's fine, he's fine. Sve u redu. Ima šestero djeca, da. We could have fires here and we would keep going. But one summer my 16-year-old niece came to help us with our children.
I jedno ljeto moja 16-godišnja nečakinja nam je došla pomoći s našom djecom.
And I was so excited because I thought, "Yay, I'm going to have free time."
I ja sam bila tako uzbuđena, mislila sam, "Yay, imaću slobodnog vremena."
Well, she didn't exactly come to work and help.
Ali nije baš imala na umu doći raditi i pomagati.
She came to watch me work.
Ona je došla promatrati mene kako radim.
And she would follow me around. She followed me to the kitchen and watched me cook.
Ona bi me slijedila. Slijedila bi me u kuhinju i gledala kako kuham.
She followed me around the house and watched me clean.
Slijedila bi me po kući i gledala kako čistim.
And she would follow me everywhere and just tell me ridiculous stories.
I jednostavno bi me slijedila gdje god sam išla i pričala bi mi smiješne priče.
And watched me work.
I gledala kako ja radim.
And I finally went to Scott and I said, Scott, if we have 6 lazy teenagers.
Ja sam otišla napokon Scottu i rekla sam, Scott, ako ćemo mi imati 6 ljenih teenagera,
then I'm going to go to prison.
Ja ću završiti u zatvoru.
Because I'm going to start killing them off.
Jer ja ću ih početi ubijati.
I can't live like this.
Ja ne bi ovako mogla živjeti.
And now I have 5 teenagers.
I sada imam 5 teenagera.
And there are days I am tempted to go see the prison.
I ima dana kada sam u kušnji otići posjetiti zatvor.
And we work hard. We try to train them, but we still see where their selfishness takes over.
I mi smo se zaista trudili, ulagali puno, ali i dalje vidimo trenutke, situacije kada njihova sebičnost jednostavno preuzme glavnu riječ.
And what happens all the time when we tell them, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this?
Što se događa svaki put kada im kažemo, nemoj ovo, nemoj to tako, nemoj ovako?
They run to do this, they run to do that.
Oni trče, hrle raditi baš to.
Have you ever seen this poem by Jadranka Čunčić-Pandov?
Jeste li možda vidjeli ovu pjesmicu od Jadranke Čunčić-Pandov?
E, baš hoću.
Nemoj u vodu, nemoj u blato, nemoj to dirati, mamino zlato. Nemoj vikati, nemoj skakati, nemoj trčati, nemoj plakati. Tog mi je, nemoj već puna glava, ne da mi mira, ni dok mi se spava. Vjerujte, ne znam više što hoću, pa stalno govorim, e baš hoću.
If you're going to tell me all the things that you don't want me to do, then those are exactly the things I'm going to want to do.
Ako ćeš mi stalno govoriti što ne smijem radit, to su baš onda stvari koje hoću.
So tonight, we're going to consider 3 barriers.
Danas ćemo razmišljati o 3 prepreke.
That keep us from feeling confident in our role as parents in carrying out what we want to do with our kids.
Koje nas sprečavaju da se osjećamo ugodno u našoj ulozi kao roditelji i sprečavaju nas da izvršimo ono što vidimo da bi trebali.
And the first is a drastic change in the culture in which we live in.
Prva je drastična promjena u kulturi u kojoj živimo.
Now we're much older than most of you, but we have witnessed significant changes here in Croatia.
Mi smo dosta stariji od većine vas, ali posvjedočili smo značajne promjene ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
Like even in the last 17 years, how many of you remember using dinar?
Čak u zadnjih 17 godina, koliko od vas se sjeća korištenja dinara?
We use dinar.
Mi smo koristili dinar.
How many of you remember only watching Hrata 1, 2 i 3?
Ko se sjeća samo ta tri programa?
This is it. This is all there was. How many of you remember the time before McDonald's?
Sjećate se vremena prije
McDonald's? Or the new highway that we all drove to get here.
Ili autoputa koji smo većina koristili da bi došli do Crkvenice.
Or those of you in Zagreb when the movies were all at the Europa.
Ili vi u Zagrebu kada su se filmovi gledali u kino Europa.
And that was the nice place to go.
I to je bilo dobro kino za ići.
And when no store was open on Sunday.
I kad nijedan dućan nije bio otvoren nedjeljom.
Before we had malls.
Prije nego smo imali shopping centre.
When you could fit your whole family and all of your cousins in the back seat of your Yugo.
I kada su sva tvoja obitelj i bliži rođaci mogli stati na stražnje sjedalo tvog Jugića.
You see, life really has changed.
Vidite,
a lot.
Život se zaista promijenio puno.
And the thing is, culture will always change.
I činjenica je, kultura će se uvijek mijenjati.
Therefore, culture cannot be the primary determiner of how we raise our children.
I tako kultura ne može nikako biti onaj primarna odredba kako odgajamo djecu.
Your culture just in this one country has proven that how quickly things change.
Vaša kultura samo evo u ovoj našoj zemlji je pokazala kako se brzo stvari mijenjaju.
What your parents did to raise you?
Ono što su vaši roditelji činili u odgoju vas?
No longer works for the kids growing up in today's world.
Više ne funkcionira za djecu koja odrastaju u današnjem svijetu.
We hear that from teachers all the time.
Mi to čujemo od nastavnika cijelo vrijeme.
Lydia and I were just talking about how the culture has changed. It's harder for teachers today.
Lydia i ja smo baš o tome razgovarali kako je kultura danas takva da je sve teže nastavnicima danas.
There is an article in the newspaper. I don't know if you've seen this. Do we have a clip of it?
I think there is.
Do we have the real thing?
Postoji jedan članak u jednom časopisu.
I'd have to find it. Okay.
Is it worth it?
I'll look for it.
Okay, we'll see if he can find it. Anyway, it was an article in the newspaper that talked about moms today.
To je članak u jednom časopisu koji je govorio o majkama danas.
And yeah, anyway, there it is. But anyway, this mom is talking about why does it have to be so much harder today than it was before?
Uglavnom ta majka se pita zašto mora biti toliko teže danas nego što je bilo prije.
She said that everything before, at least it was simple. They provided what we needed. They took care of our basic needs.
Mi tjeramo djecu da budu sve bolja, brža i pametnija. I to samo zato što smo vidjeli da drugi roditelji to rade, pa se bojimo da će naša, inače potpuno normalna i zdrava djeca, zaostajati. U ovom trenutku slobodno mogu reći da mrzim sve roditelje koji misle da njihovo dijete, koje je samo dijete, treba nadmašiti samoga sebe i naravno sve druge u razredu. Od prvog dana škole bojimo se konkurencije, sve one djece koja idu na redom jezike, instrumente, ples ili karate, što više i što prije, jer kažu roditelji, nikad nije dovoljno rano. E, pa ja baš mislim da jest. Rano je, zato što imaju 6, 7 ili 10 godina i djetinjstvo koje moraju proživjeti kako smo ga, hvala Bogu, proživljavali i mi. Mrzim roditelje, natjecatelje.
Do you ever feel like that?
Osjećate li se ikad tako?
Do you see the difference?
Vidite li razliku?
Do you feel the pressure?
Osjećate li pritisak?
Now luckily a lot of, or many of you come from the same Zajednica for the same church, and in cases like that you can sort of encourage each other to not be so crazy.
Srećom, većina vas dolazite iz istih zajednica crkvi i možete se ohrabrivati međusobno da ne budete toliko ludi.
But there's still a lot out there that there's a lot of pressure to be culturally normal.
Ali i dalje, jako je velik pritisak vani kako bi bili kulturološki normalni.
Oh, there was.
Okay.
The second barrier we want to talk about tonight is this lack of examples that we see in people around us.
Druga prepreka je nedostatak uzora u ljudima kojima smo okruženi.
And we Where is it?
That was the song. That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes I do.
You
Sorry.
Do? Okay.
There's a song called What Are Mom and Dad's For?
Postoji pjesma koja pjeva o tome čemu služi mama i čemu služi tata.
And I think I have it on here.
Imam je tu.
If not, Kate could sing it.
Or not. Od zagrebačkih mališana ona pjesnica Maju. Mogla bi si.
Ne mogu se sreći.
Da. Čemu služi mama, čemu služi tata?
Well, you find it for when we first moved to Croatia, we worked with college students.
Mi kada smo stigli u Hrvatsku, radili smo sa studentima.
And many of these students would come to our house and they would follow us around from room to room.
I većina studenata kad bi došli kod nas doma, slijedili bi nas iz sobe u sobu.
And they just wanted to see what it looked like for a couple to interact with each other and with our kids.
Jednostavno su htjeli vidjeti kako to izgleda kada par međusobno komunicira i kad komunicira sa svojom djecom.
I'd go in the bathroom, I'd hold the door, going, please don't come in here.
Ja bi otišla na WC i držala bi vratom sa ovim.
I just needed to be alone.
Trebam samo malo vremena biti sama.
But I think that they were so hungry, many of those students were so hungry to see it done differently.
Ali mislim da su bili toliko gladni, htjeli su vidjeti kako se to drugačije može raditi.
And for many of you, you maybe did or didn't have those kind of examples in your life.
I za mnogo od vas, možda jeste, možda i niste imali takve primjere u vašim životima.
Some of you were students and came and followed us around.
Neki od vas ste bili studenti koji ste posjećivali naš dom.
But you saw something weird, didn't you?
Ali vidjeli ste nešto čudno, neobičajeno, zar ne?
And part of it was because we're American and we're different.
Dio je bio zbog toga što smo Amerikanci i po tome smo drugačiji.
I'm praying that the bigger part of it was because we're following God's ways and that sometimes that conflicts with what the culture is around you.
Ali nadam se da veći dio zbog čega je bilo čudno zato što smo slijedimo Božje načine i to je u konfliktu sa onim što ova kultura nudi.
And so you're looking for people around you who are doing it and you go, yes, what they're doing, I want to do it that way.
I onda gledate okolo i vidite, aha, ono što oni rade, tako želim i ja.
And unfortunately, I don't think you're going to find a whole lot of examples above you. You may, but I think they're pretty rare.
Ali, nažalost, mislim da tražeći nećete naći mnoge primjere koji su iznad vas.
I think you
all
are the examples.
Mislim da ste vi, ova generacija, sada primjeri.
You are the ones who now I bet other people will come to you and will follow you around and you'll hold the bathroom door closed.
Vi ste ti kojima će drugi dolaziti i vi ćete se skrivati u WC-u i držati vrata.
Because people want to see real life, authentic people figuring out how to raise and love their kids.
Jer ljudi žele vidjeti prave ljude, autentične ljude koji nalaze način, najbolji način da odgoje svoju djecu.
And they're already watching you.
I već vas promatraju.
I don't know what they're learning from you, but people are already watching.
Ne znam što uče od vas, ali već vas promatraju.
And I hope that after this weekend they'll see something richer, better, maybe even different.
I nadam se da će poslije ovog vikenda vidjeti nešto još bogatije, nešto možda čak i drugačije.
The third thing that we saw was a huge barrier or a hardship when we first started raising kids is knowing how do we plan for our kids' future.
Treća stvar koju smo vidjeli kao prepreku, to jest kao poteškoću u odgoju je kako možemo planirati budućnost za našu djecu.
And by that I don't mean how are we going to plan for what that child's going to be when they grow up, like a doctor, a lawyer,
I pod budućnosti ne mislim što ćemo isplanirati da budu kad odrastu, doktor, odvjetnik ili slično.
But how do we make a plan for this child for the future when we don't even know what he's like today?
Nego kako možemo donijeti plan koji će se prenijeti u djetetu u budućnost kad mi ga ni sada trenutno danas ne poznajemo?
When you start talking or you start trying to figure out for a little child like 17, 18 months old, what is he going to need in the next 6 months? That's really hard to figure out sometimes.
Kada želiš planirati za recimo dijete od 16 mjeseci, 17 mjeseci, što će mu biti potrebno za evo samo 6 mjeseci unaprijed? I to je ponekad zaista veliki izazov.
And a lot of times parents have no plan because they don't think they should plan for their kids' futures.
I često roditelji nemaju plan zato što ne misle da bi trebali planirati budućnost svoje djece.
But we've seen that there's tons of books out there like these.
Ali ono što smo mogli vidjeti da postoji more knjiga poput ovih knjiga.
Trying to tell parents what they should do.
Koje pokušavaju roditeljima reći što bi roditelji trebali raditi.
And one of the things that we want to do, one of the most important things we want to do this weekend is to give each of you a map that you can follow.
A jedna od najvažnijih stvari koje želimo ovaj vikend je svakome od vas, roditelja, dati mapu, kartu koju ćete moći slijediti.
Most kids here in third grade learn how to follow a map.
Većina djece u trećem razredu osnovne škole uče kako čitati kartu.
They have to know their compass directions.
Trebaju znati strane svijeta.
They have to know where the main streets are.
Trebaju znati prepoznati koje su glavne ulice.
Where the big buildings are in their block.
Gdje su prepoznatljivi objekti.
And how to get from one place to another by walking.
I kako doći od jednog mjesta do drugog hodajući.
Without getting lost.
Bez da se izgube.
And then what to do when they hit roadblocks along the way.
I onda što napraviti kada naiđu na prepreke.
And that is exactly what we want to do for the next two days.
I to je upravo ono što mi želimo s vama raditi u naredna dva dana.
If you look at the very last page in your notebooks that
ako
you have now.
Ako pogledate na posljednju stranicu u vašim bilješkama.
You'll see there's a mapa. We'll call it.
Vidjet ćete da se nalazi jedna mapa.
And what we're going to do through the weekend is each one of you will fill this out for your child.
I ono što ćemo kroz ovaj vikend napraviti je da ćete vi
svako
od vas to ispuniti za vašu djecu.
And so if you have more than one child, we'll give you extra copies of this.
I ako imate više od jednog djeteta, dobit ćete za svako dijete po jednu kopiju.
And so you see right there on the map where it talks about what is your purpose statement.
Vidjet ćete na početku, ovdje na vrhu, je izjava svrhe vašeg roditeljstva.
I don't know about you, but it always helps if you know where you're why you want to go somewhere.
Ali ne znam vama, ali meni često pomogne da znam gdje i zašto želim završiti.
That helps me know whether I need to hurry or whether I can just go my own little way.
I onda trebam znati, aha, trebam požuriti ili mogu ići malo okolo.
And this statement right here is something you'll work on tomorrow, but you're going to come up with a statement together for your family. What is our purpose? What do we really want to see accomplished with our family?
I na svrsi ćemo više raditi sutra, ali želim da zajedno dođete do izjave svrhe za vašu obitelj i da je zapišete.
Is it to make them all doctors? Is it to raise a godly family?
Je li to da vam svi od djece postanu liječnici ili da odgojite obitelj koja će štovati Boga?
Is it help them to model what it means to be a Christ follower? You have to figure it out for your family.
Da želite im primjerom pokazati što znači biti onaj koji slijedi Krista.
You know that phrase, if you shoot at nothing, you'll hit it every time.
Znate li onaj izraz, ako pucaš u ništa, svaki put ćeš pogoditi.
And we don't want you to shoot at nothing. We want you to have a purpose and a goal in your mind about where you're going with your
family. I ne želimo za vas da pucate u ništa, nego da imate svrhu i cilj u koji gađate.
All right, in the next section, down here, the naša dijeti je what are their strengths? Okay, that's what we're looking at.
Uglavnom, znači sljedeći ovaj kvadrat dole, koje su jake strane vašeg djeteta?
We want you looking at your kids and saying, what are they good at and how can we focus the energy that we're giving to our kids positively?
Znači, želim da pogledate na vašu djecu, da vidite koje su njihove jakosti, kako možemo usredotočiti našu pažnju i snagu kako da ih još izgradimo.
If you've got a hyperactive kid who's running around all the time.
Ako imate hiperaktivno dijete koje stalno trči okolo.
Really good idea to find some sports for that kid.
Dobra ideja pronaći sport koji bi pasao tom djetetu.
What are those strengths and how can we gear them towards
those strengths? Koje su njihove jakosti i kako ih možemo usmjeriti prema nečem pozitivnom.
The next section is called over here. It says our current reality.
Sljedeća sekcija, ovo naša trenutna realnost.
What is your current reality in your life? Are your kids in Vrtić all day? Are they at home with you? Is baka living with you?
Jesu li vam djeca cijeli dan u vrtiću? Jesu li doma s vama? Jel baka s vama? Jel baka čuva?
These are things that are happening in our lives that we may or may not have control of.
To su stvari koje se događaju u našim životima nad kojima možemo ili ne moramo imati kontrolu.
But we need to be thinking about them and how we can structure our life around them.
Ali trebamo razmišljati o njima i vidjeti kako možemo urediti i strukturirati naš život oko njih.
You'll see that part, that where do our children need to grow?
ovaj dio gdje piše naše dijete treba razvoju.
This is sort of the particular section on this map where you're looking at your child and you're thinking we need some growth in this area.
To je mjesto gdje ćete stati i razmisliti za vaše dijete, aha, u ovome području zaista trebamo raditi na tome.
If your baby's crawling, you know, their next step is walking.
Ako vaša beba trenutno puže, onda je sigurno sljedeći korak taj da će hodati.
It might be that your child learns how to say please and thank you.
Možda će za vaše dijete taj korak biti da nauči reći hvala.
It might that they need to learn to stop hitting you.
Možda vaše dijete treba naučiti da vas ne smije udarati.
We're going to be really practical in this section because this isn't forever. It's just for the next few weeks, six months.
Bićemo vrlo praktični u tim stvarima zato što to nije za uvijek. To je samo u narednih toliko i toliko tjedana ili mjeseci.
Yep. Here's the next section says our plan. What's our plan going to be?
How do we deal
from where do we need to grow to what we need to be doing.
Je naš plan, znači kako doći od tome gdje trebamo rasti do onoga kako ćemo doći do toga.
And that's going to be real different for each of you.
I to će biti različito za svakog od vas.
Might be teaching baby Ivan how to brush his teeth.
Možda
so supervise him on teeth brushing every night.
Podučit malog Ivana kako se peru zubi, nadgledanje pranje zubi svaku večer.
We're going to buy a timer so that baby Ivan knows how to turn the timer on for 3 minutes and he brushes till it turns off.
Da zna si namisliti koliko dugo mora prat zube.
All right, and then this next part is what do we need to do for us?
A sljedeći dio je trebamo poraditi na nama.
The best gift you can give your kids is a healthy and happy marriage.
Najbolja pomoć koju možete dati vašem djetetu je zdrav i sretan brak.
And so this is a weekend for you to think about how can we be working on us as mom and dad, as partners, as we raise our kids.
I ovaj vikend također želimo vas potaknuti da razmišljate kako mi kao partneri možemo zajedno raditi na nama u kontekstu tog odgajanja naše djece.
Sometimes you just need time. So I'm hoping for this weekend to be just some time away for
ponekad
you to think about yourself.
Samo vrijeme. I evo, nadamo se da će vam ovaj vikend biti to vrijeme koje ćete imati za vas.
Sometimes you just need to laugh more. Do you ever find yourself not laughing?
Ponekad jednostavno trebate više smijati. Jeste se ulovili da prođu periodi kad jednostavno se niste ni smijali.
We've said that to ourselves lately. If we just gotta laugh more, something's wrong with us. We're way too serious.
Mi smo sebi nedavno to rekli, ej, mi se moramo više smijati. U zadnje vrijeme smo jednostavno preozbiljni.
You see, we're all on a journey.
Vidite, svi smo mi na putovanju.
And when God gave us children,
kada nam je Bog dao djecu,
He gave us the responsibility to lead them towards a goal.
Dao nam je i odgovornost da tu djecu vodimo prema cilju.
The goal of becoming like His son.
Cilju da postanu poput njegovog sina.
The goal of loving others well.
Cilju da ljube druge na dobar način.
And the goal of contributing to the world which we live in.
I cilju da doprinesu svijetu u kojem živimo.
And so our goal for this weekend, our time together will be to have a plan when you leave for how you can accomplish that with your kids, with your family.
I cilj za nas je da vi ovaj vikend odete sa planom, konkretnim planom kako to možete postići za vašu djecu.
And that when you leave, you'll have this all filled out.
I kada budete odlazili, imat ćete ovo sve ispunjeno. Uvjeri.
Uvjeri. And that you can stick this on your wall at home.
I to
or on your fridge or on your mirror.
I stavit, plastificirat i stavit sebi na vidno mjesto doma, frižider.
Yes, plastification is a great thing.
Plastificiranje je super.
And just remind yourself through the weeks that come, this is what we decided and this is what we're going to work on.
Samo kako bi se podsjetili u tjednima koji dolaze, da se podsjetite, ovo je ono što smo odlučili i prema tome radimo.
And let me just throw one idea out. This might really overwhelm you. You look at this going, ooh, I hate it already.
I ovo vas možda već sad malo onako preplavljuje. Mislite, meni se ovo uopće ne sviđa, ne znam kako ćemo to napraviti, meni to ne ide.
Artistic thinkers hate to have to fill out boxes. It really
I oni umjetnici među nama mrze kad moraju ispuniti kutije.
If this stresses you out, then don't worry about it, okay?
I ako vas ovo stresira, nemojte brinuti.
The idea is that to stress you out, the idea is to give you some ideas and some ways and some directions to go. But don't let it be a prepreka in itself.
Just have to fill it out. Samo po sebi ne postane prepreka.
Okay. Yeah.